There are similarities in that so many were sold the same stories of Australia, and that it was oranges and sunshine and kangaroos and riding horses and picking fruit off trees, and that shock, I guess, of arriving and realising that none of that was going to happen, and they're just sent off to a remote institution, expected to become a farmer, or for the girls to become a farmer's wife. The aim of the exhibition really was to showcase that long history of child migration, right from the late 1860s until the 1970s. The exhibition is designed to take visitors on a journey, and so we move from the bustling dockside to the excitement of the ship voyage, and we look at the shock of arriving in a new land, and then that subsequent search for family and identity in adult life. It's quite an experiential exhibition, and it really focuses on personal, lived and individual experiences of the former child migrants. So we have a display here of some of the farm tools from Fairbridge Farm School in Molong, which is near Orange in New South Wales, and it's pretty incredible. It takes two people to install these tools into the exhibition, into the showcases. So we've got here the sickle, the scythe and the mattock. You know, these are huge and dangerous tools. And you see pictures of these children using these on the farm, often barefoot. We do have an interactive display here, which is about lifting bricks. And so we've got a 10-kilogram bucket of bricks here. And the idea is that the visitor lifts this and imagines how hard it would be to do hour after hour and day after day. And the child migrants that were taken to Bindoon in Western Australia were sold all these stories of coming to a new life. But when they arrived, they were actually expected to build their own accommodations. And so you can see from these images here, the makeshift scaffolding, the lack of footwear or protective clothing, and how young the boys are. And you can imagine the sorts of injuries they would have had in doing this work. I can't imagine an 8 or 10-year-old boy nowadays knowing how to build a house. English, Russian, Scottish, we
have come from everywhere. Did you find they were happy to share their stories?
I wouldn't say happy to share their stories, but they wanted to share their stories, in that it was important validation for them and for their families in recognising the impact of these schemes on their lives. And I think it was also finally being heard, and for such a long time being powerless children and having no one to turn to and talk to and no one to believe these experiences. So I think it was very important for them to tell those stories and, in a sense, to come to terms with their experience.
As curator of this exhibition, is there a couple of, I guess, moments from people's stories in particular that's really stood out to you or stayed with you?
Mm-hmm. Well, there's the two female case studies in the exhibition that I find really powerful and really moving. And one of them is a lady named Pamela Smedley, who now lives in South Australia. And she came to Australia in 1949 as an 11-year-old, and she was sent to an institution in Adelaide. And when she left that, when she was 15, she went into domestic work on quite an isolated property outside Adelaide. And with her very first pay, rather than spending it on clothes or other items, she used it to buy a little miniature porcelain house to remind her of England. And she talks about holding onto this house every night as she fell asleep and dreaming of having a proper family. And so 40 years later, after she arrived in Australia, she actually reunited with her mother in the UK. And for 40 years, her mother had believed she was adopted by a loving family in England, and she hadn't known that her daughter was all the way on the other side of the world.
It's really heartbreaking, some of the stories.
Yes, extremely. And Pamela also talks about when she finally reunited with her mother, her mother came to tuck her into bed on that first night, and it was just something that she had wanted to do her whole life. That's really the case in so many of these cases. And it was part of this deception and trying to break ties between these families. And I think what this exhibition shows is the lifelong impact and that enduring impact of that deception and those lies that can be told. And, you know, the enduring effect that they can have on people's lives. And sort of intergenerational as well, and the impact on children and grandchildren.